can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Well, first of all, Don, for the sports segment to open up, we should congratulate our friend who's been here before, Shane Crawford. He managed to get his side up in the Admona, or Admona as you called it the other day.
Adona, he said.
Called the Bushcats, after 200 losses or something. 5 years without a win. He got him over the line. So that's fantastic, isn't it? There's country football for you, Don.
Country football is not what it used to be. We should have a segment on it.
Yeah, well done, Croft.
Yeah.
Well, oh yeah, well done, Shane. But football is not what it used to be in the country. They've reached. Well, we should get somebody on.
Well, Shane has gone up there because he realises.
I think it's fantastic.
We'll give him a bit more, Don.
I've told him I think it's fantastic. I even offered to come up and if he wanted a hand.
You offered?
Did he get your jumper sign, Sam?
He never answers a phone call, that little.
No, we did that last week, Don. We said that.
The little
week.
What?
Did you get like your jumper? A gerbil.
Number 9.
Did he get your jumper?
Looks like a little gerbil. Doesn't he?
Little number 9.
Hmm?
Little number 9.
Oh, he's a very good man. And he's giving back to... No, he doesn't have to do that. Why would he want to do that?
A man said to me...
is this a joke?
No, serious. He said, he said to me when I finished my football career, he said, now you go back and do something.
And you couldn't be bothered.
No, I did it. 15 years later, I did it for Sorrento did the under-18s down there, and it was probably one of the more fulfilling things I've done in football without expecting anything
back. How did you go?
We got into the finals the second year, the grand final. They didn't have an under-18s team before we started, and the group of us got it up and going, and in the second year, they made the grand final.
In the third?
Third. Thirds, in the thirds.
Yeah, what about the third year?
I finished.
You did it.
I did it for 2 years, got them up and going, and away they went.
Good on you, Don. Well done.
Good to see you went and helped out a struggling club.
No, well, it was struggling, but he did say to me, and Shane's doing it now, he's putting something back.
Well, if you got a bit of a more local football club that wanted to your help, you could ride Frank down there every training day, and you could not only canter the horse, but you could also kill two birds with one stone. Why don't you do a bit more charity stuff?
That's what I'm doing now. I'm doing the equivalent. That's helping you two blokes out.
What are you?
My meals on wheels time.
So anyhow, that's all. I just want to say about Shane. I know you're not overwhelmed by the performance.
I am. It's a great effort, and to
don't overdo it now. Go on.
I recognised it when he announced it 2 years ago.
Now, what do you think about Scott West? Do you know what Scott West has just done?
From Footscray,
he has made a public barreling of the coach. Who is the coach?
Luke Beveridge.
Luke Beveridge, at, support the Bulldogs, and he said publicly, "It's a shocking thing, and it's a disgrace why my son was dropped after one game." Now
he
tweeted it. Oh, but of course it was. Talk about. We should have mentioned this. It was been picked up by the press. This is sort of sport, isn't it, Rocket? It's not really. The Rocket's telling me that...
I don't know what you're going to say.
Yes, you do. we were talking about he tweeted it, but the press picked it up.
So
have a listen to this.
Are we talking about... Hang on.
Yes, I know this is not sport.
Are we talking about photos?
Yes.
Oh, so I was in the park yesterday and this bloke goes, oh, yeah, I'll get there. I know where you're going. He goes, oh, you had pizza on Friday night at the local pizza shop. And I went... Yeah, I said, me? And he goes, yeah. I said, oh, really? And he said, yeah, up the road here. I said, oh, yeah, I did. And I said, how'd you know that? Did you see me? Why didn't you say hello? He goes, no, I didn't see you. So Sam and I went and visited Sheehan in the hospital. He'd got his new knee. And so we were walking back home to my place, and he said, well, we'll get something to eat. So we go and get a pizza. And some dingbat is photographed, is pretending to photograph their mates, and they're actually photographing Sam, and sold the photos to the Daily Mail.
And what do you reckon?
Is there, you keep going. What's you keep going?
And so then I haven't seen him. I couldn't be bothered looking right, but it was just funny that he said. Anyway, so I mentioned to a guy I know who's still in the newspaper game and said to him, you know, what's going on there? People just like take a photo on their phone and just send it in and they buy it off him. He said, yeah. He said the kid would have got $500 for that.
Really?
I said, are you serious? He said, yeah, if it had been a paparazzi that knew what he had. I mean, this is not all, don't just so everyone knows, taking photos of Sam all along, he's not going to get you $500. It just happened to be that week, all right, when he was in the news.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know those photos last week, Don, that you might have seen in the paper of Sam carrying flowers and carrying photo frames?
Yeah.
$3,500 to $5,000 they would have got for those.
Who?
Whoever took the photos.
What, on their camera, on their phones?
Yeah, or whatever, paparazzi guy. They said the $3,500 to $5,000 they were worth that week. We should have been taking photos of him all week.
Yeah.
And sending him in. We would have made a fortune.
I'm not. That's morbid.
Of course it is. It's shit out.
So what's that got to do with... Hang on. We've digressed.
I know. He brought it up. I didn't.
No, I tell you why I brought it up. Why did I bring it up?
I don't know.
No, I said...
Oh, Scott West. We're talking about Scott West.
And I said it was picked up in the paper. And then they say, oh, the papers pick up anything if you send it in. That's all I say. So we get quoted sometimes off this... Anyhow.
But listen, just getting back to Scott West and taking that a little bit further about his son being dropped after one game.
Yes.
Now, through life, I listen to people that are older. I've got a lot of respect for older people. And our chairman of selectors at Hawthorn at the time, Jack McLeod, his philosophy was, now this is Footscray and you can do this, but you, and if you can take your introduction to AFL football in the same way, he said, as long as a boy's got solid performances in the twos, in the reserves, you've got to go with him for three games. And I remember my first game. I was all at sea. I started to get the gist of it in the second and the third. The gist or gist or whatever. By the third, I was all right. Now, I don't know about you, whether you just came in, it was an...
Straight from school into the first, Don.
Oh, here he goes.
Yes. So what was your first game like?
Any
is that the game where Maurie Sankey just knocked you out?
My first game is against Paddy Ganane down at Geelong against Richmond. Wow.
Hang on.
Now, what about Maurie Sankey? Was that the second game or the third?
No, that's about the middle of the season.
Where he fixed you. Okay, well, what was your first game like?
I never went out of the side ever, Don. There you are.
I understand,
never.
But you lit.
Never dropped.
Never.
Bullshit.
You were true? Dropped. Were you dropped at the end or did you sit on the bench?
Well, that's not dropped. That is a team. You sit on the bench and come on and off.
Not Don. Back then you didn't.
Yes, you did. 1980 you did. That's exactly what you did.
Hang on. Can I read what Wes said just before we skim over
Yeah, but
this?
Hang on. Let me just finish this about Wes. You know, so Footscray have
Why
done
don't
the wrong
Why don't you wait
thing.
And hear what he said first?
Okay, go
Call
on.
Me old-fashioned. So this is his tweet. Well done, Beveridge. Three clapping emojis, right? West, a former VFL coach at Werribee, wrote, that's how you manage young players. Yep, he is my son, but seriously, you make him wait 5 weeks, all of excellent form and stats in the VFL. You play him against the best team of the last 5 years, Richmond, and yep, didn't play well. But then you drop him. Absolutely disgraceful management. It's not personal. But it's not personal against JJ, or Jason Johannesson, but three possessions, ? Because he stayed in the team. Are you serious? And he just,
he's got a point. He really has got a point.
You don't make it this way. Oh, you may well.
No, you don't. But he has got a very good point.
Of course, his opinion is valued.
And it's created a conversation here, and other people might learn from the conversation that you've got to go with the kid. He said he had...
Well, ring the coach. Don't do it publicly like this. The coach would take his call.
But will the coach take on board what he says?
It doesn't. Well, he's not going to take it on board.
Then again,
this way.
Other people might learn by this conversation that a boy, and obviously you said that the boy had 5 weeks of solid performances in the reserves.
He really did. He played well.
Okay. Well, he deserves, as an old mentor, Jack McLeod, said, he deserved three games in that team. Do you know that Sydney, when they took Josh Kennedy from Hawthorn, promised him, I think, 10 games. We're not going to do anything. You know, you're in the team and you're there for 10 games. And look how 10 and Josh Kennedy has blossomed into what there was a certain.
Is
it might, the number might be
he's
10.
He's the best, isn't he?
It mightn't have been 10, but it was. He was guaranteed a certain number of games, and they would not.
Is he now the best of the three?
I listen.
It's interesting, isn't it?
No, hang on.
It's interesting.
No, hang on. The old man, the grandfather, won best and fairest in his first year.
But it's an interesting
and debate. The father, John Jr., a very, very, very
played in some amazing
underrated
teams.
Player. Could play down, back, or forward, and he was a very good player. And this kid, he's not bad either.
But
the whole three of them are good.
Yeah.
I'd say probably the best footballing. Oh, gee, I'm not to say best footballing so family.
I've been listening.
Better than the Abbots? Two better than three?
So, Don.
There's three of them.
Yeah, I know.
You got four.
What about the Scots?
Who?
What about the Scots?
There's you only and Doug. Two of them.
You and Doug upsetting people left, right, and centre, according to Doug.
Don, I've listened to both your. This is the beauty of not planning any of this. I'm trying to make a decision whether the Rocket's right that he shouldn't have come out publicly, should have gone to the coach himself, or your point. No, it's good. He puts it out there, and he knows he's not happy, and maybe people will take notice.
But what about the son? The son's not going to be happy about this.
It puts a bit of pressure on the son, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But, we haven't
the
thought about the
son. The son might be very happy about it.
But he's done. Beveridge has done the wrong thing.
May well. Like, no one's perfect. But
the Rocket thing.
No, he's done the wrong thing. To drop the boy.
He shouldn't have done it publicly like that.
Well, he shouldn't. But other coaches might learn from this and they might pick up something.
Now, how quiet has this week been when every week, every day of this week, has been this Barney that happened between the Richmond players and some bloke that pinched one of their girlfriends on the bum. That's, mate, in your day.
Hang on.
You and Yowie. I mean.
PDO sent me a very nice text the other day.
What'd he say? Nice one in the jaw?
Nah.
He's still alive.
I broke my thumb hitting him in the head.
Did that get in the paper?
Yeah, but hang on.
Did that end up in the paper?
You're talking about PDO, the bloke played at Melbourne.
Yeah.
He's only 5 foot nothing.
Well,
you picked your mark there.
I didn't pick my mark. He said, "Would I like to step outside?" He's a very good man, incidentally, and he's a very good man.
He made sunglasses.
He did. I don't know if he made them. He
imported them.
Mm. He asked me outside at a function.
Was he whacked or what?
What?
Was he whacked? He'd have to be off his head.
No.
Why would he try to take you on?
It was over a bird.
Was it? What were you trying to pitch his bird?
I was not.
Well, what were you doing? What did you?
I tell you what. I wasn't with this person. She was a friend.
Person, lady.
I wasn't with this woman.
No, you were trying to pick her up.
Just what I'm saying to you, Don. She was a friend of mine, and we were sitting at a crowded venue, and there were no seats. And I said, "Would you like to sit here?" And she said, "No, I'll just sit on your knee." So she sat on my knee, right? I wasn't going out with her, and I wasn't trying to. I knew her, so she was just sitting on my knee. Pete, I don't know what
was his this. Girlfriend. PDO's
talking
wasn't,
about
was,
he, PDO's he was, girlfriend.
He was interested in her.
Oh,
and he was smoking a cigarette. He had a cigarette. No, what?
Funny one?
No, not a funny one. This is when you're allowed to smoke. This is 30 years ago, And he had to see, and the ash dropped onto the woman's dress who was sitting on my knee. And I said, "Mate, come on." He said, "What's wrong with you?" That's how it started. Because he thought I was protecting the woman's dress. And I was saying, "Mate, I don't care who it is. Don't drop your ash onto someone's clothes." And he thought he was trying to get onto the woman and I was vying for it. It was a tussle. And it wasn't.
An old-fashioned duel.
Yeah, and that's how he said. I said, "Anyhow, mate, it just escalated." I said, "Fucking shut the fuck up," he said. And he said, "Well, I said, anyhow, all that's it." He said, "Then I think it was a bit of bravado from."
Oh, really?
Well, a bit of bravado. He was maybe showing that he was Sir Lancelot. And out we go into the side street. He said, "Come on, out we go." And I said, "It's a bit hard."
You got the first one, eh?
It's a bit hard to start a fight.
he would have had his back to you and you're on war show on the wacko from behind.
Don.
Beg your pardon?
How ridiculous is this?
Don.
Like, this would never happen now. This whole thing.
It's just
so juvenile.
So unless there's a brawl going on and you throw yourself in, when you stand opposite someone and say, "Okay, what are you going to do about
it?
It's very hard to actually... take your
hand. That's never stopped you before when their back's turned to you.
No, Don, please. I'm not talking about playing football or doing it. It is very hard when you're having an argument with someone to stand and say, all right, well, you throw the first punch. Who does that? So I said, I said, come on then, go ahead. And because, like you said, Don, he wasn't quite as big as me, but that's all right. He was
how tall was he?
He was 5 foot one. He was 6 foot three.
Anyhow, you don't think about that. You just
he was a half forward flanker.
You don't think all about right. that when you got I your see. When you got your gander up.
Blonde hair? Was he had blonde hair?
No, he's a very good man. And he was a very good looking boy. And anyhow, so he eventually did throw the first punch, and after that, so
where did he get you?
He missed.
Doesn't no, missed. He did. I don't know where he got me, but I hitting him, punching him, broke my thumb.
A lazy round arm.
I did. It was a side on punch, and I broke my thumb.
That's
how
the opposite gender
fight. Had it wired up for 12 straight. Weeks. 12 weeks out it wired up. He limped off. I don't know where he went to recuperate. I think I probably gave him a bit of a rat-a-tat. Anyhow, that's so we.
So how tall was Trough Boy? Trough Boy.
So we're standing.
He was old. There's a difference. This bloke was small.
This is vaguely
the bloke in the trough at the MCG was in his blazer and he had leather pads on his elbows and the tweed jacket. So he couldn't fight. He went to. You can imagine him, couldn't you? He picks his mark.
That's absolute nonsense.
Oh, you were hauled up before Ian Johnson.
I was.
Ian Johnson was a secretary of the MCC. Oh, that is funny.
Well, we've told that before, Don, about
what did I say about Ian Johnson? I thought
no,
this,
I'm just saying.
We've heard about Trough Boy.
You make it out as though I'm a bloody sort of a marauder going around punching
you are.
People.
No, punching little people.
I'm sitting, minding my own business.
He picks his mark.
Little people.
What about that fellow you picked your mark with at Hawthorn, that heavyweight boxer up in Darwin? He cut you to bits.
What?
You know, the Jeff Murray.
Yeah, that was football. That was football.
Well, that was the only bloke you've picked your size and he cut you to bits.
What are you talking?
Dripping down your face.
Here, that's it there. Hey. That's that scar. But he didn't. He didn't punch. He punched me because I was making a fool of him in the ruck. Well, why I was, and I've got me 53rd.
You know he went. You know he went. Went to
and
London.
He punched me.
Yeah, he became a heavyweight boxer in London.
Yeah.
Speaking of, what about Paul Gallen?
Yeah, what about him?
His money. We were talking about the money that they're making these days.
Well, I read that he's in a fight for a million. What next fight? $1 million. Is that right?
He's getting 85%. 85.
Yep.
85% of the purse.
Which is $1 million?
Absolutely.
Have to be at least.
No, well over.
How good's the guy he's fighting?
Good.
He's good going to the Olympics.
No, he's good. I've watched him.
Hang on. He's an amateur.
Hooney.
But he's a gun, mate.
But hang on. So Paul Gallen is fighting an amateur.
He's not an amateur.
Well, it's different now. He's going to the Olympics. You don't have to be an amateur
anymore.
He's
not an amateur. He's won his first three professional fights.
No, what he meant was he's going to the Olympics. You know what I mean? Like he's young. He's, you know, isn't that what you meant? I don't know what you meant.
I'd like to see. Is Sonny Boy Williams still capable of
Sonny
boxing?
Sonny Boy is a frozen icy pole thing.
Sonny Bill.
Sonny Boy.
Sonny Boy. Sonny Boy Williams.
Oh,
here I am, Sonny Boy. Oh, yes, just a fool. Just any word association. Yes, Sonny Boy.
Well, is he still around? Because he can fight. Yeah. I've watched him. And that'd be a good
Sonny
fight.
Sonny Boy Williams.
Oh,
no, he's
why doesn't – I don't understand. We need to get –
no, hang on. Gallen and Sonny
we need to get Big Bad Bustling Barry Hall on the show. He drew with Gallen, and Gallen's making all this money now. Why isn't Barry in the ring?
Because he hasn't got the profile that like Gallen has. Gallen is big news in Sydney. He's on the television doing
Barry
rugby.
Barry Hall played at Sydney Swans forever.
Listen,
he's
Gallen
national.
Is getting exposure now. He's got a higher media profile
can we,
right
you
now.
Know, I know him, but so do you. you did some stuff for him. Let's get Barry on the phone next week. Let's get him on the phone next week about purely about boxing.
All right. Well,
these guys are old.
But he must be watching Gallon's, the money that Gallon's making, and thinking,
Yeah, but the other guy that really can fight is Sonny Boy Williams.
Sonny Boy. Sonny
he can
Bill.
Handle himself.
Sonny Bill. Yep.
Hey, listen, I got a text from a former teammate who's played in a number of grand finals.
Name him.
I'm not going to because he gets a little bit gun-shy. And the text was, and it's a very good point, watching the Demons v Swans last week. You could lease out half the ground for other purposes.
Yes, good.
These new rules have failed dismally. The coaches have exploited the rules again. To fix it, simply have no interchange, which we have said before, unless there is a major injury. The Roos captain in another game this afternoon had 30 touches playing at full back. Then he used the expletive, me, get serious, this
bugger
is
me.
Bullshit.
Fuck
no,
me, Don.
Fuck me. Oh, he's played in a number of, and he's an interstate player, and a number of premierships for Hawthorn.
And an interstate player he is.
Yes, he played. He represented Victoria.
All right, let's see if we can do
He's an interstate player who represented Victoria.
No. I'm not going to do any more.
And he played in several premierships.
30 touches, he said, the Roos captain.
Johnny Platton.
In another game Johnny this Platton. Afternoon, 30 touches playing at fullback.
Johnny Platton?
No.
Darren Jarman?
No. But anyway, there it is.
He's spot on anyhow.
Yeah, they've exploited it. Yep.
Was it your time or just after you?
My time.
You'd know then. That's why he would have played in the carnivals. Come on, who was it? Gary Bacanara is on
Gary
the Pipe
Bacanara
Man ad.
Might be
He's
Gary.
A what?
He's on the Pipe Man ad now. I'm the Pipe Man, he says.
Gary,
What's the Pipe Man?
It's a plumbing ad.
The Pipe Man.
What? They go, I'm the Pipe Man. I'm the Pipe Man. And Gary Bacanara is the first bloke that says it.
What's the
is
Pipe Man
Is he now
man
a plumber?
No. What's a pipe man do?
He cleans your pipes.
Oh, you mean blockages?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Gee, that's money for jam. Have you ever done that?
I've done it at my own place, remember?
Listen. Oh,
no, you clear the sewer, block sewers. What a job. I did it with my brother.
Don. It's easy.
It is not. You get the shit coming down the thing when you unblock it.
But did you get the snake? You know,
you put the thing up there and then it unblocks.
Seriously, Don. Mate, this is sport. You can't be talking about blocking it, but mate, we're making a mockery out of the topic. Sport.
You were talking about yourself in photos a minute ago.
What was I doing?
For Don? We've got that story for Don to finish with.
Yeah, about the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
So, Don, the Kentucky Derby, or as our solicitor the other day said, Derby. It's the horse. Medina Spirit has been disqualified. Have I got that right?
Yeah, it tested positive.
Tested
to what?
To drugs. To painkiller.
So?
Well, so have you got a comment about it?
This is your go, Don.
I'll follow on with something which is more relevant and more local, but no, depending on the painkiller that the horse is on, what is it on?
Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit faces being stripped of the race after failing a post-race drug test with Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert.
Yes.
Sensationally suspended from Churchill Downs.
Yes.
Baffert fronted a press conference in Kentucky on Sunday to confirm Medina Spirit had tested positive to betamethasone, an anti-inflammatory steroid in the aftermath of the Derby win.
Yes.
The test revealed a level of 21 picograms of betamethasone.
Yeah, fenylbutazone.
10 picograms of per milliliter.
Yeah, okay,
higher.
So keep going.
Fuck up, Rocket, shut up. God, don't read the whole article. So, Don.
I'm waiting for him to say, yeah, okay, I got it.
Yeah. Bill Baffert, he's the trainer. He's been up on multiple suspicious charges of doing all that, and he said, no, it's a conspiracy out to get him. What do you think of that, Don, about the first horse to be disqualified for a drug infringement since 1968 when someone's image...
Well, he knew... They admit there is a withholding period. He knew that the horse was injured, and obviously he put it...
Crook as any sport going around.
Exactly. But talking about that, bringing it more onto a local issue, Now, there's a lady. Now, I'll tie all this in. You ready?
Oh, good one, Don.
Last week, the Warrnambool Cup was on. It was the last week, 2 weeks ago. The winning jockey was Clayton Douglas.
Who is cahoots with?
Jamie Carr, what did you do on Saturday?
Five winners.
And what did they do yesterday at Mornington? Combined for two races, winner. They won two races together.
You said she's a jockey
and he's a trainer.
You said so she's they're not on even doing
fly. In the last week. Trains the horse as well.
They've got horse. They train horses as well. Jockeys can train horses. I think there's a limit of 28 horses they can train. But in the 1 week, he's won the Warrnambool Cup. She has won five races, which is – we ought to try and get her on this podcast.
You said you know her.
Yes, you did know her.
I did not say I knew her.
Yes, you did. You said you're in the same fraternity, the horse industry, and you had people who could get hold of her.
You said you know her for the first time since Civic, and get a guest in. You were name-dropping, Don.
And you said that she ran five
– who was this?
It's our next guest.
What is it? Oh, what's he? I thought he's a florist. What is he bringing these in for? I thought it was for.
Yeah, and you're pointing at him, and
I'm saying go upstairs.
Yeah, no.
You requested this guy.
I can see why you thought that because
ask him about horses. He's into them. Anyway, listen. What are we on to? Jamie Carr. Can we see if we can get her on?
Yeah, of course we can.
Okay. Do you think it'll be a good guest?
He's on this guy is the entire front page of the paper today.
Scott Morrison and
no, he drew it.
The other bloke from Kooyong.
All right, on that note.
I can see what you mean when you said you thought he was the florist. He did walk
on
in the
sport, please.
Spray of flowers. What?
On sport, can I make mention of a race that's been going on for well over 100 years and received a lot of accolades. And when we were young, it was the Warrnambool to Melbourne. Now they call it the Melbourne to Warrnambool race, bike race. They're going the other way. But it used to finish at the Royal Melbourne Showgrounds. They do a circle around there. Why doesn't that receive more prominence? And it's the second oldest one-day race in the world. Why couldn't they make it a feature of Melbourne and do a lap around the Melbourne CBD. It's got a tradition and it is a great race. And so race it from Warrnambool to Melbourne. Beg your pardon?
What type of riders does it attract? Are they big names?
Yes, it's the biggest, second oldest one-day race in the world.
Warrnambool to Melbourne, yes. Was it? Now it's Melbourne.
I think it was run earlier this month. It was supposed to be run in February, but COVID
So they're going the other way now, or is it just...
Yeah, they go the other way. They start at Avalon, and they go and they ride to Warrnambool. They divert and go through Timboon and whatever else on the way down.
Why didn't they do it last week while everyone was in Warrnambool for the races? They could have finished up at the track.
Well, would you get a crowd? But I was thinking making it a big thing and coming the other way, Melbourne to Warrnambool, Warrnambool to Melbourne and racing around the CBD.
Yeah. Well, up you go. You got yourself a project.
Well, what about Sally Capp? She's trying to promote Melbourne.
Looking forward to the first of January, when we watch the Hobart to Sydney.
The women race with the men. The women were in the peloton as well. And so... it's got everything going for it.
Yeah. The Hobart to Sydney's.
The Dakar to Paris.
Yeah.
Dakar to where?
Yeah. Moon to the Earth. The Earth landing. Now, Don, that's it.
We haven't finished.
We have. We've got a guest.
Well, I would like to recognise somebody else. Why is it in Australia our male athletes don't do as well as our female athletes? Now, there's a lady playing for Chelsea, Sam Kerr. What an outstanding footballer or soccer player she is.
Yes.
She is one of the best in the world. I think a couple of years ago she should have won. They have a trophy. FIFA put out a trophy and she just missed out on being...
debutante of the year or something.
No, I think it was better
than that. Most improved.
No, I think it was much better than that.
Best team man.
No,
remember the best team man when they couldn't find an award for anyone?
She is really quite unbelievable on the...
remember that, Don? When they couldn't find an award for anyone in your team, they'd say best club man of the year?
I thought that...
You got best club man.
No, best team player I think was a better award.
Were you ever?
Yes, I won the best...
Now, come on, Don. What did you do?
I won a few awards.
What did
and
you,
the
what
other girl I'm talking about is Liz Cambridge. She's been into a bit of hot water, or she's talked about diversity this year, but what an outstanding athlete she is too. And again,
I think she was a bit unfair though this week.
Why?
Well, I think
she likes publicity, doesn't she?
As Andrew Bogut said on his podcast, you can't. Yeah.
What's he doing on?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Be outspoken.
Anyhow,
but anyway, he said like all of the good, the if we had our way, we'd have Ben Simmons and Patty Mills and her you know herself would have been in all those photos. But they're overseas playing sport.
Right. Anyhow, Don. So that's it. Any other final interesting bits you've got on sport?
I just like the way that Port Adelaide.
Take your pen out of your. Don.
Port Adelaide wore their prison.
That's bull dust.
I know, but they snubbed their nose. But when they came into the competition, they agreed to their particular jumper. Now they're trying
I reckon that's a bit wrong. They knew. They knew they couldn't be black and white magpies when they came in.
Well, they call themselves. They were. Well, aren't Port Adelaide the Port Adelaide Magpies? They changed their name to Port
So
Power.
What did they do with the jumper? Was it more like
Well, they wore it in a, you know, as the players come together and sing the song after victory in the rooms. They took off their playing strip.
It was very provocative.
Put on the Port Adelaide traditional prison bar
jumper
and
jumper.
Locked arms and sung the
Why don't
club
they just add teal to the jumper and everyone moves
pardon?
On? If they add teal to that jumper, we'll move on. Oh. Same design, so have the prison bars, but add teal to it.
Yeah. Hawthorn, I'm really critical. Yeah, no, I've said that in the past, that all these jumpers, why don't they just be traditionalists and wear their jumper?
I've got to stop. Do you know what? I had no idea what you were talking about with the prison bars. You've got to
no,
explain.
No, but you're
that.
Not into sport.
Well,
you've
got to
you're
explain
not,
what
I don't
you're
know
talking
what you,
about,
I
man.
Don't know what
say,
you do.
Just say
I'm
what
trying
you
to
were
carry this
about.
Segment. You don't you read said, the papers. You don't watch television. You don't know anything about football.
You said.
All you know is your bloody boat and how
I
much money it's costing
I said,
you.
Is there anything
That's
else?
The nearest thing to sport.
I said, is there anything else you'd like to say about sport? And you said.
You don't even know
Well, I tell you. When they took their jumpers off and showed the prison, I said, what are you talking about? I had no idea.
Well, how come he knows?
Because he was probably watching it. For
but
the
I don't, we don't have to explain
for the,
it.
For the people in Israel that listen to us and around the world, Don, just explain.
We've only got one lister in Israel.
No, we haven't. We've got a few.
How?
Oh, last time I looked, we had a few hundred.
A whole kibbutz
really?
Full of people in.
A kibbutz.
A kibbutz full of people.
What are they doing to the Palestinians at the moment?
Don't go there. Let's not
Why?
Go there now. It's a long discussion and we've got to wind up.
There's a war.
That doll, this is sport. Could probably call that sport, but it's not. So we're winding up now because we've got a very, very interesting person, gender neutral we are, a person about to speak to us.